If you look around, drones are being used for all kinds of stuff now.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. They're delivering Amazon packages and medical supplies.
Wow.
We have a local place that says they're going to start delivering pizzas via drone starting later this year.
Whoa.
Dude, that's wild.
That's so cool.
Somebody's hair is getting stuck in those blades when they pick up the pizza. I just know it.
Or someone's going to put the box upside down.
Yeah.
The drone takes off. Oh, no.
Extra flavor there. It's like order two mediums and they'll get it to your porch within 15 minutes, just like crazy.
That's really cool. Do we tip the drone still?
You should, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But now, they're not just going to be used for personal convenience. Cities are going to start using them because Washington State just announced they're going to have drones cleaning graffiti off of freeways and public spaces.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's so smart.
Dude, that's genius.
Yeah.
So I was like, how are these graffiti artists getting on top of these huge signs that are above a freeway? Like,
seriously.
I'm very scared for their safety.
It blows my mind.
And then who was in the tunnel? It's like a three-lane freeway.
I know. How was no one seen doing this?
All right.
It's super impressive, though. It kind of feels bad to take away their graffiti after they worked so hard to put it there.
It is like a huge mural most of the time.
I got to say, though, when it's just your name, I mean, get more creative. Yeah. Honestly.
I mean, I think it sounds pretty futuristic, kind of like WALL-E. You know,
a drone
zips by and scans the wall and it like notices a contaminant and then automatically cleans and repaints it.
Dude, what if the drones turn on us and start becoming graffiti artists themselves?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not
just say drone. Drone.
We're not quite there yet. An actual person still has to be there to monitor the drones
and they
can run multiple at the same time.
Dude, that's cool.
But that is so smart.
It makes you think like, what else are we going to start using drones to replace humans for now? Drone dog walkers?
Except for the sound would terrify my animal. You know, it's a small issue.
But it could clean up after your dog now. You don't have to worry about it.
Ooh, I wanted to zap it with lasers.
Or drone dentists?
No, drone dentists.
Yeah.
I got a drone stuck in my tooth.
I think, yeah.
I would love to see a drone replace Digital Jake in the shock collar.
Never.
How dare you?
I'm saying I would love to see a drone try.
That's
the attitude. I dare a drone to talk like this. Show them how it's done, Jake.
Please don't turn drones against me. Make sure to duck and cover, not for drones, but panties are going to be flying everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Drone strippers.
Some people really hate the word panties.
Panties?
Really?
Yeah.
That one?
Oh, are you one of those people?
No, but it's like a trigger word.
They're going to be flying everywhere because it's George Clooney's birthday. He's turning 63 years old.
God, I wish I would have worn some today.
Brooke, please. Terrestrial radio.
I'm moving.
In George's successful career, he's won 2 Oscars, 4 Golden Globes, launched a tequila brand. He was basically the hottest bachelor in Hollywood for 3 whole decades until some fancy lawyer scooped him up.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
but if you think of all the famous Georges from over the years, he's definitely number one. But you're going to have to figure out the rest of them in a special Name That George edition of Plenty of 20.
Okay.
Now, this is going to be a little different.
Huh.
Instead of going around the room naming the top 20 and throwing out Georges, you'll each get a hint and you'll have to identify which George I'm talking about, and they'll get progressively harder as we go along.
Identify the George.
We'll start with the woman who's been writing a radio industry burn book like Regina George. That's Alexis. And Brooke, you do not want to know what she wrote about you.
Doesn't wear underwear to studio, clearly.
It's probably all true, though.
Well,
it's fine.
All right, Alexis. This American George famously could never lie and chop down a cherry tree. Who's that George?
So easy.
Is it real or fake? Could it be?
This is a real George. I'll give you that, Alexis.
George Jetson.
We'll just tee that up for you. A real George.
A real George.
It's
that
like one of the most iconic American history fables.
American history. George Washington.
Sorry.
Can you give that to her?
Alexis said George Washington. That is...
Yeah, George Washington Carver.
Brooke,
right?
If you were wearing underwear, I would confiscate it right now. But instead, we'll just move on to Jose.
All right.
Jose, this famous George created Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Name that filmmaker.
George. Okay, I know his face.
Describe his face.
I got it. Okay, I'm going to do George Lucas.
George Lucas is correct. Nice. 2 for 2 on Georges. We're back to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, this George sold more than 80 million records worldwide, and some of his best-known hits include Careless Whisper, Faith, and Freedom.
It's not George Harrison. It's George...
Oh, no.
I can't
need a George here.
Just hyperventilating over
gonna
there.
Need a George.
Say Harrison.
George Harrison. That's not it. He's with the Beatles.
George Harrison is... incorrect. Although George Harrison probably sold more than 80 million records. Yeah. I was looking for George Michael.
Michael!
Oh,
God. Your husband's name.
Your husband flinched listening to the radio. Fun fact, George Michael's real name is actually Georgios Kyriakos Paniatou. Georgios is the Greek version of George.
I would have gotten it if you would have gone with his original
Georgios
name.
Georgios Paniatou? Yeah, that's my bad. Let's go over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Jeffrey, this father and son George duo both became presidents of the United States.
Oh.
Name the son.
Oh, okay, well, the elder was George Bush. Easy. So the son is George W. Bush.
Jeffrey going with George W. Bush. That is correct.
W.
The dad was George H. W. Bush.
Correct.
For helium.
Not true.
We're going back to Alexis.
Oh, no. Ugh.
Alexis, this sarcastic U.S. comic is known for breaking barriers and for his role in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Which George am I talking about?
Okay, now you've lost me.
Ashton and I just nodded at each
other. Let's go with George Smith.
George Smith? Is that real George Smith or fake George Smith?
I don't know. There's always Smith.
George Smith is incorrect. He's looking for George Carlin. Carlin Sanity.
He's old school.
We're back to Jose.
All right.
Jose, this George was the Beatles' lead guitarist.
Oh,
in the 1980s, he formed a supergroup called the Traveling Wilburys with Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty. Name that George.
This is the George Harrison?
George Harrison? That's correct.
I actually wasn't sure.
You have to say the George Harrison,
yeah,
too. That's how he's pronounced.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeffrey, we're down to you. You get this right. You and Jose tie. You get it wrong, and Jose wins the George edition.
Oh, no.
This George wrote a number of classics, including Animal Farm, and predicted the future with the novel 1984. Name that George.
I
don't know. Curious George.
Curious George did not write 1984.
Also a George of literature, though.
Yeah.
Looking for George Orwell.
Yeah. Orwell.
Orwell.
That means, Jose, you've won today's George edition of... Plenty of 20.
So Jose gets to choose who's going to be shocked here, and whoever it is going to sing It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. Okay. No,
who's it going to be?
I think I'm going to go with Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Your fiercest George rival.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, you can handle a shock, Jeff.
Every little thing I do never seems enough for you.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose it again.
Duet time.
But I'm not like that.
I just wanted to sing it with you, bro.
Shock collar question of the day. Got your phones out coming up in just a few minutes. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.